If it's Friday, it's time for Larry Weber, and I have been promising all morning that Larry Weber, first of all, was right when he said that the first half of the month and the second half of the month don't necessarily match up, and that he would be able to interpret this rain for us, maybe an interpretive dance about vernal pons and how good this is for everything. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. Yeah, the rain was absolutely incredible. The impact was just amazing. It was like all these plants were standing there poised, just waiting for more moisture. And as soon as the moisture came, they just developed so fast. I estimated about 4 days ago that the woods was still less than 50% done with it being green. Well, right now this morning on my walk, I revised that estimate to be more like 80%. We have a number of trees that still haven't fully developed their leaves. Some of the larger trees, some of the maples, basswoods, and oaks, are some of the last ones to develop their leaves. But it is a trio of trees that waits until the very end, and they're completely unrelated trees. The sumac, big tooth aspen, not to be confused with quaking aspen, which opened its leaves weeks ago already, and the third one being black ash. Now, why the three remain to be last, I don't know, but they often don't open their leaves until about the 1st of June. Otherwise, we are getting a beautiful, absolutely beautiful green time. When we go through the change every year of being the trees being bare, turning into leaves on the trees, we also should take a look at the forest floor, because I think this time is just remarkably a lush time. We have had the spring wildflowers. I call them sun-loving spring wildflowers, the ones that develop so rapidly as the sunlight penetrates through the forest, and I've been talking about the last few weeks about those. Well, they are waning and fading very quickly. And they're being replaced by a whole other group that are shade tolerant, and they can handle it much better. And walking in the woods right now, the woods is just lush with these green plants, many of which have not yet flowered, but they will. In a couple of walks yesterday, I saw the first of the baneberry and starflowers in bloom. Now, these are plants that can handle the shade a little bit better. And then there are many more that are going to be, including, Lisa, be on the lookout for it, including the first yellow lady slippers. I think they are going to be blooming in a few days. I have not yet seen them, but I keep an eye on them. And if you want to get into some woodsy or wet places, as in swamps and bogs, you might see their cousin, the purple lady slipper. Anyway, we have a lot of trilliums. Large flower trilliums are still out there. I visited a couple of places in the last few days where there's just hillsides are just covered with these big white flowers, the large flower trilliums. Well, they have a shy cousin known as the nodding trillium, which is much more of a shade-tolerant plant, and that is blooming too. I also saw a few jack-in-the-pulpits this week, which is always a cool flower to see. In addition to that, we probably have noticed, it's pretty hard to not notice, that a lot of small trees are blossoming as well. It started out with, mentioned last week, the wild plum and juneberry, and that was followed by pincherry, and that was followed by elderberry, and then yesterday I saw the next one on that progression, and that was chokecherry. They're all coming in bloom. Some of the earlier ones, like the wild plum, are dropping their petals. They are moving. The season is moving on very rapidly. Crab apples, both the wild ones and the flowering crabs, are blooming. I'm sitting right now looking at an apple tree that is blossoming. And then there is the flowering pear. There's a Siberian pea that is opening up on and on. The list just is great. And, of course, part of that list is lilacs. Yes, the lilacs are starting to bloom as well. So we're getting a tremendous amount. The trees are really contributing a lot to this time of the season. In addition to that, there's plenty more. I have talked about in a couple of weeks ago about how the first fiddleheads are starting up. Well, the fiddleheads don't remain fiddleheads very long. They quickly unfold and start to grow. And right now, walking in the woods, it's not unusual to find some ferns, especially the interrupted fern and the ostrich fern, that might be more than knee-high up to, or perhaps even up to our waist with this recent rain. So a tremendous amount of things going on. This is also toad time. On the 17th, just a couple days ago, I heard the first toad calling. Again this morning, I heard their calls. They have a short breeding season, and I wouldn't be surprised in about three or four days, it's all over. But when they have their breeding season, they call 24 hours a day. It is not unusual, frogs calling in the springtime. However, most of them, when it comes to be morning, when it's cooler, they cease their calling. They take a break. But the toads were out there calling this morning, and like I say, their breeding season is very short, so it's very complete while it's happening. In addition to that, yeah, we have a lot of bird migration taking place. I saw many migrants this week. I saw three kinds of sparrows arrive, chipping sparrow, LeConte sparrow, and clay-colored sparrow. And then there were things like catbird, vireo, and then this morning a wood thrush I heard singing. Yellow-throated vireo, red-eyed vireo. We had a ruby-throated hummingbird that came to our porch right next to where the lilacs are, and I'm sure it's going to be coming back. Kingbird showed up in a nearby swamp, and then, of course, there are the warblers. This week, I saw several kinds of warblers returning, including yellowthroat, blackburnian, chestnut-sided, yellow warbler, and golden wing warbler. Golden wing warbler is an interesting bird. It breeds here in northern Minnesota in the swampy areas, but overall around the country, it is not a very common bird. Some even consider it an endangered bird, but I feel very good that I have a chance to be able to see them. So plenty going on. The days continue to get longer. We are now at about 15 and a quarter hours of daylight. And Lisa, if you take a look at the calendar, we are moving 1 month from today. We will be to the summer solstice. The days will continue to get longer, but as we get this far along, they don't increase that rapidly. And so we never do, in this latitude, we never do reach 16 hours of daylight, but we get pretty close to it. Anyway, it's an interesting time, plenty going on, long days, and of course, those who get out and take a walk, you have companions of black flies and mosquitoes, but it's worth it. So enjoy, and hopefully, we will get more rain. You know, the Weather Service recorded only about a half inch of rain in this whole system. We at my house had an inch and a quarter. So depending on where you are, whatever it was still a very welcome rain. And yes, it has been replenishing some of the vernal ponds. I went by one yesterday and I heard a chorus frog calling that had been silent for a while because the pond was shrinking so much. So we'll see if this rain is going to save the vernal ponds.
Well, it looks like we've got a few more days of it in the forecast, Larry. We've got rain forecast for Saturday, for Sunday, for Monday. Tuesday mentions rain. It's pretty slight. And it's a better chance of rain by next Thursday. So there is some additional rain in the forecast, which is good news.
Yeah, but when they say chance and you take a closer look and that chance is 30%, I don't count on it.
No, but 50 or higher, even at 40, is a pretty decent chance. And, of course, the forecast can become more accurate the closer you are to the forecast that you're looking at. So at this point, even seeing 30% chances in the extended forecast looks pretty good.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll go along with that. Enjoy. Take care.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on KUMD.